Final score from Finn Park in Balbuffet. It's finished Harps 2, Cove Ramblers 2. A rip-roaring encounter tonight, which entertained right from first whistle. Indeed, Finn Harps were in front inside the opening minute when Seamus Keogh turned the ball home after Okwotey's goal-bound effort was blocked on the line by a Cove defender. It was 2-0 on 13 minutes. Philip Da Silva, one of Harps' better performers on the night, he scored the second. Keogh with the corner kick. It wasn't properly defended by the visitors. Harris had a chance to turn the ball home. Eventually fell to Philip Da Silva, and he scored from close range for his first goal in a Finn Harps shirt. Harps much the better team in that first half, but Cove had their moments too. Finn Harps goalkeeper Tim Oliver-Heimer had to make a smart save to deny Cove a goal just before half time. Their big striker Wilson Wawuru went close to giving Cove a lifeline just before the break. As it was, Harps went in at half time 2-0 to the good and looked to be in control. But Cove, they started the second half well. They were awarded a penalty 3 minutes in. Fortunately for Harps, Jack Doherty could only turn his spot kick up and over the crossbar. But the same player scored 9 minutes after the restart, controlling a beautiful volley in past Heimer. 2-1, all of a sudden, game on. And Doherty more than made amends for that penalty miss when he scored a second on 71 minutes. Harps failing to deal with a ball in from the left-hand side, and Doherty turned the ball in past Heimer for the equaliser. In the closing stages, it was all hands to the pump for Harps because they were down to 10 men. Substitute Sean O'Donnell showing a straight red card for a tackle on his man on halfway. He had come on 76 minutes. That red card was on 81 minutes, and then Harps were hanging on for those close in minutes, but they defended well and they played well over the 90 minutes, thoroughly deserving the share of the spoils. That's their third draw in a row here at Finn Park in Balbuffet, and while it looked good for so long in this game, Cove Ramblers, you've got to say, played well, and they deserve to take a point from this one as well. So a fair result in the end. Up, it's finished here at Finn Park. Finn Harps 2, Cove Ramblers 2.